shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and I have the watch for the next hour. I have Dad here with me, as always.
Oh, yeah, and we have Aileen here to keep a watch on us today. Yeah. Good morning.
Aileen. Good morning, everybody.
Aileen came rolling in. You went for a nice run this morning. Run, walk, whatever you want to call it.
I did. I've been really lazy, but I've been really working on myself the last, 3 months. So I've been exercising at home, and I finally sucked it up and woke up really early for me. I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I went running with a friend. So thank you, Carrie, for getting me motivated.
Yeah, Ann and Frank is with us over there.
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
It's what ladies are supposed to be first, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, there's more men here, though.
But she's smarter than all three of us, you know, and Jared over there. Well, you know, it's not as warm as it had been the last week or so. Wind's blowing out at our house. The wind's blowing like crazy right now. But the big thing going on is the fair. We drove by this morning on our way here, and the light on the 273 there right in front of the fairgrounds, that lights, you know, they do it where it's just flashing red. So pay attention if you're driving that direction.
Well, the fair kind of going to be something new for us. We don't always like to go into these big events. And I think if you have a veteran in your family that has any PTSD issues or any other issues where being in a crowd is just not a good thing for them. So this year we're going to go and we're going to try our best. But I'm not a fan of huge crowds. I just don't like people bumping into me. And I'm hoping for the best, though, you know, because it's for my son. And I think he'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, he'll have fun. We'll get him playing some of those games and he'll be fine.
Here, yeah, take my money. Take my money.
And do a lot of exercising, too.
Yeah.
Frank, you had told me off air this morning that you had an event you were at last night.
Yeah, that was CVAC's annual award dinner. That was our 27th. And two gentlemen got an award, Advocate Award of the Year, was Jim Baker. He was involved in a lot of military groups, also in my Korean chapter. He's our treasurer for many years. And Vint Stevens, who's the president of CVAC, he did a special presidential award, and that went to our friend Jim Gibson.
Oh, Jim.
And
yeah,
he was talking about his book, and he was reading things about his book to see if people understood who he was.
Yeah.
And then he came up, and he got a nice big plaque and a couple of certificates, and then we also gave his wife a supporting little triangular made out of cut glass or whatever it is for her, for all the things she's done. And then he turned around and said, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be getting this award.
Yeah.
And that's
there's
the
a
way
lot
they
of
are
that going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
Well, that's good. So, you know, and then you're going to a lunch today. Is that what you said?
Yeah, we're doing the 31st Korean luncheon put on down at the VFW in Anderson. Kim Chamberlain was sitting at our table last night, but she's the one that put it together 30-some years ago, and it's been going on every year.
And I hope she's doing all right. I understand she just went through a surgery herself.
Yeah, for eye surgery. She's doing a lot better than she was before, so it's going to be an exciting morning.
I also want to mention real quick to a friend of the show, Tim, from the Can Do Spirit. He just went through a surgery.
Yes, he did a surgery on his foot. He had some kind of a blister come up real bad, and they had operating, so he's going to be out of commission for a while. So we're praying for Tim.
Yeah, you know, he's a good guy. I know Aileen, both times they've been here, you weren't here. He's a good guy. I like him. Tim and Rose both great, and Kim also. Yeah. Great, good people.
So for your luncheon, is it open to the public?
It's basically for Korean veterans. But generally what happens, any guy that's a veteran who will generally come in too, and they walk in the door, they're not going to say no, but it's basically for them and their families and relatives and all. And it's,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
So is there a charge to it? So if
no, our, it's all free.
So for our listeners out there want to go, what time is the lunch?
It starts at 12.
At 12. 12
o'clock,
okay.
Yeah.
And if correct me if I'm wrong, but the VFW in Anderson is right next to the library, correct?
Yes, that's all correct. Right. And it's just down the street from your blanking light there.
Oh, yeah.
About the fairgrounds.
Yeah. Well, how nice. You know, what we could do is we could go to the fair, and when we're ready for lunch, we'll just walk over to the VFW.
Yeah, they generally have a lot of things that go on, people coming up and do recitations on different things and give out awards for different things. And then they have the lunch, and it's all Korean-style lunches with their kind of Korean foods and all. Yeah, and then they always have cakes and pies and everything for dessert.
Cakes and pies.
It's a blast.
You had me at pie, so I'm good. I'll be there. So there's a lot going on in Anderson today.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of moving parts. And they've got some of the turn lanes shut down in Anderson on the 273 going over the railroad track. So this morning when we drove through, I forget which one of the roads, but one of them you can't turn to go towards the freeway. And so if you're driving through there, you know, really pay attention to, because they're redoing the 273 as well as the I-5. So it's kind of a interesting drive through Anderson right now. Both overpasses, the I-5 overpasses are being, well, actually all three, the one down by the outlet stores too, they're all neck down, you know, real tight. You know, if you're behind a semi or something, it's really interesting. So,
yeah, it gets really tight there at Balls Ferry Road.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got that down to two lanes.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why you spend your weekend relaxing because, you know, you get out there and all these drivers are just so bad. And then you spend your weekends doing things that de-stress you and you have fun. You know, like last weekend, we went to the Benton Air Park.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. We were up there. We went. Dean was here with I got it right here in my hand. I don't want to say this wrong. NorCal Veterans Historical Association.
Right.
They've got the Huey, and then they've got that mobile museum and all. We got a couple of good pictures with Dean and all. My son, the hat dad's wearing right now, we bought that from him.
Yeah.
Our son bought a navy beanie and stuff, and we went.
Yeah, guys, at 100-degree weather, my child is wearing a beanie.
And he put a beanie on. He wore that thing all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I was over there taking pictures, but I didn't last too long with the heat. I took a lot of pictures of those Army planes and the helicopters and all of that and went around pictures of the guys.
We'll say Navy planes since there were more Navy planes here than Army, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Picky.
Yeah, I took pictures of the Historical Society and their helicopter and all of that, and then I said that was enough. The heat was getting me, so I didn't know.
The most impressive thing to me was there's a Ford F-40 there, a GT-40. I oogled and ogled all over that, you know, but that's a super hot ride.
I could care less. The museum, to me, was pretty impressive. It's a little, you know, just a converted trailer, but it's packed full of stuff, and I love looking at that because that's part of our history, and it was really nice. A lot of the pieces had notes of who donated that piece, where that piece of clothing was worn.
I'm going to say something here, and one person at this table is not going to like it, and another person will. When we were done, Davis and I walked off, and we came back around to the open side. And he doesn't know one uniform from the other. It's not his thing. I said, which uniform do you like the best? There's a Marine Corps sergeant dress blues uniform right at the entrance. And he said, I like that one the best. It looks the best with the white hat and the blue pants with the red stripe on it.
Yes.
And I just laughed. I go, that's the same uniform Grandpa wore. So.
But I mean, come on. Who thought of white polyester for a naval uniform? It was torture. It was torture. It's got to be the worst uniform out there. I swear.
But the Cracker Jacks on the other side is, besides the Marine Corps dress, I think those are the two best looking uniforms. And those black dress uniform, Navy ones, are horrible to wear. The whole 13 button thing, you know? And there's got to be a modern way to do it. But they're not comfortable either. Even when they fit you, you know, correctly, they're still not comfortable. You know?
Well, what bugged me really was trying to keep white clean.
Yes.
I mean, I think you can deal with a lot, but I couldn't deal with that.
Well, we're going to take our first break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. That's what happens. You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and thank you for coming back. Listen to us on KCNR 96.5 FM. Well, we threw a lot out there that first segment. So a couple of things. I spoke a few weeks ago about a website that I found through the VA. TogetherWeServe.com. And there's roughly 2 million vets have been on there. You go in, you start your own, it's not an account, but your own profile, and you put in when you're in, where you serve, of course, what branch, you know, and all that stuff, and in any specialties, and then it starts connecting you with other people in the same thing. I did it. I haven't gone back to, you know, follow up on it, but it wasn't very difficult. It was actually pretty simple to use, and you know, it starts you out at boot camp. Where did you go to boot camp, you know, and you know, go through it. So it's kind of a good, I mean, I don't want to say, but you know, it's not quite as Facebook where things are scrolling by. It's more like a messenger, you know. Here's 27 people that are on here, you know, do you know any of these? You can click on it and then make some connections that way. So it's kind of neat.
You know, sort of build a tree.
Kind of. It's like ancestry.com. You know, you're building that, you know, connection, and around.
Well, that's funny because there's a couple of people that I've missed, And I haven't been able to find them on Facebook or any other social media platform. And they have very, very common names. So, you know, I can't spend hours looking for them. And if they got married, their last name is different.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but on the other side, you had an uncommon name. So uh-huh. anybody looking you up, especially with your maiden name, it would have been pretty easy
exactly.
to find.
Exactly. Well, who remembers my maiden name? I don't even remember it sometimes.
The people you served with would only know you from very that, true. If they could spell it right. I still can't after all these years. I still don't know how to spell it right.
Yeah.
I can't even pronounce it.
Yeah, there's too many rrrrs in there and all. So, but that's something that, you know, I found. And I think that's a good connection. You know, that's a good way. And then, in there too, there's a way to figure out if you know, Dad, when you served, if your company or whoever was awarded something after you got out for that time that you were in there, you know, you can go in and follow up. So if there's something that needs to be added, you know, adjusted on a DD-214 or anything, you know.
Well, that's not uncommon to get unit citations.
Yeah,
months
way,
or years
yeah.
afterward.
Like, I know we got something, and I can go in and through the VSO and request a certain document. I know it's a lengthy process, but you get a form, and when you get that form back, then you can request to have your DD-214 adjusted, which I believe that's a 215, Aileen? Or you
not
staple it to the
sure.
back of it? I think that is. So, you know, it's always worthwhile looking.
Well, when I got out, it was a D.
It was a D. No, that was back in Frank's time. And the other thing I brought up a couple of weeks ago was the veterans transitioning out of the service. We can get a LinkedIn premium service for a year, an account for a year. And that's pretty good for people looking for jobs. And then you can, with that, you can go over there's many websites now that you can find that, like Frank, what you did while you were in, you know, or you know, guy, someone getting out right now, they can go on a website. They can, this was my job. You know, I was an 8404 Greenside Corpsman. I can punch in 8404 and then it would connect. This is what in civilian life, you know, you can do. So between LinkedIn and some of those other websites might be able to help you. You know, focus in a little bit, and then you can go visit folks like Rich Partridge over at the EDD office and start putting together resumes and all of that and figure out how to get a job out in the real world, you know. So, and Aileen and I dealt with a lot of that, folks that, you know, struggled when they got out.
Well, I still have a friend whose husband hasn't been able to find a job in, you know, 2-3 years. It's
but
self-inflicted.
That's self-inflicted, though. That's a
but,
choice.
You know,
it's like The Rock says, it was a choice, you know, with the hair or no hair. And that particular person, he says he's looking for a job, but everyone around knows he's not looking for a job.
Well, you know, I think when you have your mind set on something specific and you're not willing to budge, you're going to have a hard time. And I think that's what he's doing. He just wants something very specific, and he's, you know, not going to find that. Not up here. You know,
no,
this is a pretty
no.
small area. I mean, Redding is pretty big, but it's not a Sacramento. It's not an L.A., you know.
Yes, yes.
Kind of
and then we have a friend of ours that Aileen and I both served with, Tom. He's in the Bay Area, and he was a corpsman as well. And he does, and I forget now, and I hope he's not going to listen to this. And I forget, he works for a professional team, one of the baseball or one of the football teams.
I thought he was a physical therapist. With
no,
the...
he's an x-ray tech.
Okay.
So when a player, it's football, it's one of the football teams. So when a player gets hurt on the field, they take him off, and then they always say, oh, they just took an x-ray or an MRI, and he's clear or he's, you know, whatever. That's what Tom does. And all. But he also does editing for science fiction books and all on the side. And when we were talking to him about the whole Game of Thrones thing, he hates Game of Thrones books, but he loves the TV show. You know, because the books are horribly detailed and ridiculously long. And as an editor, that probably eats him up,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and which is opposite. Usually you love the book and you read, you watch Dune, you know, Dad, we were talking about Dune.
Oh, yeah.
And you just want to just take the CD and just throw it away. And it's like, oh, that wasn't worth the $2 I paid for that.
Yeah, I want to take it back to the store and get my money back.
Yeah, you know, so, well, it's going to cost me more in gas to do that. But it's somebody like Tom or some of us, you know, it's the drive to want to go and want to do.
Well, I mean, even with us, the two of us are trying to be creative right now. We're both writing a book. It's not military related. At least mine is not. Yours is a little bit.
A little bit. It's not based on that.
No, no. You know? But, you know, if it's just having a creative outlet has been amazing. And to be very honest, I was shocked when I read what you wrote so far. It was that good. And I don't know what I was expecting, but to be honest, I wasn't expecting something that good.
We're not, you know, I'm going to keep it secret, you know, yeah. but a lot of people know that I'm writing.
No, I want to read it.
But it's doing what you want to do. Frank, you and I have talked about that, you know, do what you want to do. My son right now wants to do graphic design for video games and in the programming, as he calls it, what is it called? The physics engine and all. That's what he wants to do. So he's been walking around for a month or 2 months now with a sketchbook. He's eaten up colored pencils and crayons. He's drawing all this stuff. So that's time to cultivate that, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, you cultivate that and you move forward. So we didn't get to do that in the service. All four of us at this table, we didn't get to do that. You know, Dad and I know what Dad and I did, you know. There's not a lot of jobs walking around, you know, through the jungle or for me through the middle of the desert and all, but it's what we do afterwards. So LinkedIn is giving vets an opportunity. I think it's very well worth it. Take that time, go on it, look it up. Like I said before, I never had a LinkedIn one until a buddy down in Chico, you know, he kind of razzed me about it. And then I looked into it and I thought, well, that in my professional career, it worked out. Now, I don't do that anymore, and I've canceled all of that, but because I don't need it. You know, I don't need that to, you know, write a book. And I have a buddy in the Bay Area that's an editor for science fiction. So one of these days, he's going to have an email.
But then even with, I'm sorry, what was the other website, Together We Served?
Together We Served is the one to find, you know, past guys, you know, people you served with.
But, you know, it's great to be able to go to those websites and look for your friends that you served with. You never know what they're doing anymore. I mean, people moved on with their lives. They got other careers, or maybe they stayed in the military.
But the cool thing about the social media is we talk about Oda, Jonathan, you know, Gunner Gray Furniture. He, I mean, here's a Marine. Here's a hardcore Marine. And I was stood right next to him, and I got to witness a lot of stuff that he did over in Iraq. And then this is a guy who had his own construction business and finally decided, you know, I don't want to swing a hammer and put roofs on and build walls and stuff anymore. He went to a furniture. He's in Massachusetts. He went to a high-end furnishing school. I know I'm not saying that right, but learn all the techniques to make high-end wooden furnitures and, you know, credentials. I don't know how to say all of that. Uh-huh. But then you...
Like a master craftsman.
Yes. And he graduated. Now he's got his own business. Now he's off and running. And he and a partner are off and running, making a life, and they're doing what they wanted to do. The other guy is a Marine. No, maybe say he was Army. They were over there. We were all over there at the same time. We just didn't know one another. So you never know who you're going to run into, but you got to take advantage of that GI Bill. You got to take advantage of these different things because you got to touch other people, and then you start to make connections, and the next thing you know, you're doing what you love to do, making high-end furniture in a nice, beautiful shop, and he's got the biggest dumb smile on his face every time you see him, and it's like, that guy's where the rest of us need to be.
Well, you know, this kind of reminds me a little bit of what happened this morning when we were trying to get our coffee. The fear with using technology, especially with the older generation, because everything, you're talking about websites, you know, everything is technology based right now. So, you know, if you're older and you have a fear, there's other people you can connect with. You can, you know, contact us on the radio show. You can go to your local library. They'll help you access these websites.
I want to come back and touch on that when we come back. But we are going to take a quick break. Thank you for listening to Manning to Watch on KCNR, 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The decline of moral values in American culture seems to be in sync with the rejection of the teachings of mainstream American churches. According to churchathome.org, most Americans selecting none as their religious affiliation still believe in God, but are disillusioned with modern American Christianity. Churches are seen as too judgmental and too political and not relevant to solving the problems of modern life. We at Pacific Justice Institute work to combat this false perception by showing how real Christianity can practically and lovingly solve problems through the integration of law, politics, and faith.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Awesome. Thank you for coming back to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM. Whew. Okay, well.
So I was telling you a story earlier about us getting coffee this morning. So Starbucks.
Now, hold on. Was that before the guy ran the red light that cut me off?
Oh.
Or, yeah, it was after
that's
that.
That's the norm now, unfortunately. Yeah, but so we like to order our coffee on the Starbucks mobile app. It's just a lot easier. We get there, coffee's done, pick it up, and we leave. So that's what we did this morning. I ordered our coffees. So I get there, and there's a line. Okay, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's why I ordered my stuff early. And within a couple minutes of coming in, it wasn't even a whole minute, a lady started complaining. because people were coming in and getting their coffees, yet she's still waiting for hers. So the manager, which is she's a very sweet lady, was trying to explain to her, well, these were mobile orders. We got a whole bunch of mobile orders all at once, and we do them in the order that they come in. She was not comfortable with that. She was not comfortable with technology. She was talking about how, you know, don't you miss the old ways? No, I don't miss the old ways. And people around her were telling her the same thing, like, no, the mobile app is so much quicker. But she was so reluctant and she was so upset that other orders were there before her.
If those people that are ordering on mobile like we do, we'd either be walking in or we'd be going through the drive-thru. So it's not like it's an influx of 1,000 more people doing it. It's the same people. It's just a different avenue of doing it, of ordering your coffee. And it just makes it easier to get in and get out. Our friend Carrie does the same. She does the same thing. And, it doesn't matter. But the bigger picture is the reluctance of the technology.
Yes.
And I've said it before about the meetings. I get asked a lot, especially in my past life, how can we get more guys to come to the meetings? Well, open the meetings up to, you know, we've got Skype, all of us carrying these phones around, we've got FaceTime and all that. Somebody's phone, you can just click it on, have it up there. 27 people can be at their home, you know, with their kids playing their video game, whatever it is they're going to do, and they can still participate in a meeting. There's got to be some ground rules, but there's an avenue around that which I think would add more people. Having a conversation, Frank and I had this conversation earlier about social media. We've had these conversations with other folks. Social media comes to you. You don't go to the media and all. So for us and other folks, if they want to get things out there, you have to send it out. So someone has to take that time each day or whatever, you know, KRCR, they have got a person, you know, who sits over there and they do their Twitter account and their Facebook and, you know, and all that. And that gets sent out to the world. That's media being sent out. If you have a website and you have a calendar and you're waiting for people to come to it, you're going to be waiting a long time. Now, that's sad to say because, you know, calendars used to come to us each month in the mail, you know, or each quarter, you know, and you put it on your refrigerator or, you know, whatever you did. And the technology has moved. The technology and the assumption of what I'm going to receive is different now. I'm not going to go to one website and see, you know, what's going on here and another website and look at their calendar and what's going on there. If you really want the action, you send it out. The Army commander who was in here last week, he and Aileen and I had a long conversation last week, same contact information is how do we get more of our information out as veteran stuff in general, all these different things we keep talking about each week and all. It has to go out to everybody because those same people that will do a meeting via, you know, the internet are the same people while they're on that watching that meeting, they're Twitter account, their Instagram accounts flashing by. You know, I just talked about Gunner Gray Furniture. He puts out Instagram a couple times a week, whatever he's building. And he's silly when he's talking to himself. You know, he's not talking to the camera or to you. He's talking to himself. And, you know, and he's just saying silly things, but he's putting that out. Twice a week, I get that, you know. And I get his on Facebook. I get his thing and pops up on Facebook. You know, what is he working on? I like to see what he's working on. He's sending it out to the world. And people are receiving that. We're not waiting for people to go and touch that anymore.
But so many of our veteran population, they're much older. They maybe have some technology anxiety.
Well, I want to correct the veteran population that are in the hats and the VFWs, American Legions, and all that. There's a gap. Veterans as whole, you know, there's, I don't know how many, 11 million or something like that, whatever the number is, and all. But the folks that are asking me, how do we get more people? How do we get younger people to come to the meetings? Well, they don't have to come to the meeting. We can do this. X, Y, and Z, and we only need, you know, two or three people here, and everybody else can communicate live while we're doing this from their house. So it's the gap between the people that are not afraid of the phone to make a mobile order for their Starbucks, or and the people that are or don't have that knowledge, because
I think they're talking about us, Frank.
But there are folks, we've got friends that are older than us that do really good, really well on it. The guy who we met, Larry, who helped us with the logo and all for our own show, he's older than you, Dad, and he's very savvy on that. But that's his life, is all of that stuff. He gave us a lot of good direction and all. So it's about the desire to want to do it. The technology is there, and is all technology good? Probably not. But is technology in general good? Yes. Cars are safer. Cars are more efficient. You know, are they going to last as long as a 69 Mustang? No, they're not. But they're not meant to also. You know, so I do like the fact that I can go out and get my truck no matter what the weather is, and I hit that little start button, it starts up, and I drive away. I don't have to pull the choke. I don't have to wait till it warms up. I don't have to really wait till the heater warms up. It's already blowing hot air, you know. So, you know, it's how you look at it.
And I love all this information that we keep giving out. And I'm so appreciative to the audience, and they're listening, and they're calling in, and they're contacting us. But, you know, a lot of things that are newer now require technology. It requires that you go to a website. It requires that you create a profile. And you can't be afraid of that. And luckily, within the community, there's a huge group of people that is willing to support you. You can go to the library and ask for help over there, and they'll help you set that up. You can go to the VFW, and somebody over there will help you. There are so many options. Now, yes, you're going to have to go maybe back to that library to check your email, to check those websites. But
the thing is, too, we'll use the VFW, you know, Frank, because we're over there enough. A nice, beautiful bar, you know, love it. What's one of the first things that people do when they pony up to the bar? They set that phone down. They say, I do it, you do it, you know. Well, Frank,
even I do it.
Frank has a dinosaur phone in his pocket, but you know what I mean? Most people, they put it down. So that means everyone that's sitting there that has that, they put their phone down. They know how to use that phone. They know, you know, I used to have a certain chime that when you would call or text, it would ring. So the it's not fearful of technology. Most of us already have it. Most Americans have a smartphone. It's already there. We just have to accept that that's where we're going. We can move forward with that.
Well, don't you have this thing goes on your phone? You look, it's another one of those advertisements. Well, that's a communication coming right to you, just like you're saying. Whether you like that one or not, but that's part of that idea.
Yes, exactly. The concept there is, you know, if we do move forward with our show and with what we talked with the Army commander about. The captain about, you know, there are things here that we can do to help push the information out. So we'll get to that. It just, we can't deny the technology and we can't be afraid of it. You can't break that thing unless you drop it and step on it. I mean, Aileen, you've dropped yours how many times after the 4 years and the thing still works. So, you know, we can't be afraid of that information, and we can't make excuses of why people aren't coming to meetings or anything. We have to look outside of the meeting room itself. Even in our scouts, we decided we're not going to have meetings just in a room every month, every week. We're going to do things outside of that.
You can even start with the conference call. Let everybody know you're going to ring and be near your phone at such a time, and you can get on there and you can communicate back and forth on the phone. The senators do that when they're rallying up for votes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot going on out there, and you know, we just kind of have to kind of come around to it.
Well, you know, we mentioned this earlier, but the veteran community has been a very creative community. So if you need help with anything, I bet you there's a veteran nonprofit out there to do that.
Yes.
You know, if you need help writing a book, I bet you there's a veteran nonprofit that'll help you there, or a veteran who works in that industry.
Well, with that, we got a couple of things we're going to talk about in our last segment. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. Oh, a little Metallica in the morning never hurt anybody. Look at that, I'm awake now. Chugging a big old glass of coffee had nothing to do with waking me up, but I'm giving Metallica the credit on that. Well, thank you for coming back to Manning the Watch on KCNR Radio. Well, we talked a lot about things, information, technology, and whatnot, but one of the things I want to bring up is we're in the middle of summer. Well, technically, I guess we just started summer, but here where we're at, unlike the rest of the country that's flooded and cold and it just snowed somewhere in like Missouri or something, here we've been in summer for a while. But just like Aileen says, during the holiday season, we have to deal with, you know, suicide prevention. Well, summertime is kind of the same thing. In the middle of the summer, you know, we kind of the same attitude comes around. We all know in the veterans community, we all talk about the 22 a day, 22 veterans a day are taking their lives, and that shouldn't be. That's it. To me, that's on par with the opiate outbreak, you know, epidemic, whatever you want to call it. There should not be any of that.
No, that's just unacceptable.
That's just unacceptable. So through the VA, June, I know we're almost at the end of June, but June is PTSD Awareness Month. And they've got a lot of stuff coming out on their website, on their Facebook accounts and all that. A lot of stuff coming out. They also have a, we'll say, I don't want to say walk-in. It says, online, it says, same-day mental health services, and then just says slash PTSD. And there you can call the, you know, the 800 number, you know, I think you use, all you have to do is just go onto any VA website. You just pull it up and right across the top, it's plastered across there, you know, suicide prevention and all. It's a big old number. You can just look at it and go. I know Aileen looked that up here in just a second.
They also do it every time you order your medication.
Yeah. Yeah. You make the phone call. Call any number and it takes you to that, you know, if this is an emergency, if it's, you know, it has kind of a rope thing that it just says. And they're trying to help with that. They're trying to have an avenue so people can talk. And sometimes just talking just to someone, even on the phone, pull you out of that tree, off that wall, off that bridge, whatever it is. And my thing from coming from the medical side is, we should be doing more. We should definitely be doing more. I don't know the statistics on the age groups, the demographics or anything of those 22 a day. But I don't know if there's a, I don't know if there's one side, one age group is above the other, or the older side, the younger side or whatnot.
From what I understand right now, the majority, I don't know what majority, but the majority of them are the boys coming back from Iraq, you know.
Yeah.
There's just not enough support when they get out.
Well, the support is there, but the reaching out to get that help. Now, for the VA to have on their website, this is on their website, same-day mental health services slash PTSD. June is PTSD Awareness Month. Now, I know people that have gone into the clinic here same day and just needed a little help. I know somebody that was basically given the runaround, and that person had to put a huge complaint in to get some action taken care of. We also know someone who has been, for lack of a better term, kicked out of the VA. That person is not allowed back in there, because when you start threatening people, and they have to take action to that, you lose that avenue. Now you lose that avenue. Now you have no way of coming back and saying, I'm sorry, I need the help. You know, it's going to take a long time to get back to that. Because they're not going to let you in tomorrow.
No, it's one and done.
And so if you go in there, now this is a, our clinic is kind of rough, and we've both have had dealings, Aileen, over there with that, through some other folks. We hear a lot of stories, and a story is, you know, there's your side, their side, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. And I have a hard time falling on the side of someone who's complaining, say, I got kicked out of there. I was told I can't come back. Well, they just don't go down the hallway and randomly just say, you know, we're kicking you out today. And you're not allowed to come back. You have to do something to escalate to that point.
And you usually have to do it multiple times.
Yeah. Or it has to be really like hands-on or something, severe. You know, something really severe. So I'm not a big fan of the clinic. I think everybody knows that. And but they're humans too. They're just trying to do their job and go through. But when you start threatening people and, you're out. So I have a hard time falling on that side. I have a hard time with somebody saying, well, I get 100% PTSD, but the VA won't see me. Well, then what happened? My first question to you as the vet then, so why won't the VA see you? And why won't mental health see you? Well, they kicked me out of here. And you know who I'm talking about. They kicked me out of here. And them, you know, bad words. They don't like, you know, vets and this and that. And they're not vets. Well, actually, a lot of them over there, especially in our clinic, are vets. And they don't kick you out just for the heck of it. So this particular person, I have no sympathy for him. you're getting 100% PTSD, and you can't hold it together enough to sit down and talk with the mental health provider and you lose it or whatever happened. He won't tell you exactly what happened because he knows we're going to point the finger right back at you. That's on you then. You say you can't hold the job, that's on you. I know people that this particular person just sitting in a comm office somewhere, guy, I know hundreds of Marines that were in worse situations than that, and they still get up every day and they go to work and they go do what they're supposed to do. And some of those guys are 100% and they don't work, but they still get up and they do something. And they don't make big fusses out of that because they know where, you know, they know they have to go through a process. So, but I do want to push back a little bit. Saying that same day mental health services is, I think, is a bit of a stretch. I because we know here that they're backlogged and,
oh yeah,
you know, hey, but there's always the phone call. There's always that, you know, and then through the VA they have another thing that they're starting. It's called Team Red, White, and Blue, and it kind of does the same thing. It's got a different phone number. It's not emergency based, but it's got a different phone number, and you can call them and they can put you together with some resources, local resources and whatnot. Through Team Red, White, and Blue, it will send you to National Resource Directory, and that's not a VA site. It's just linked to the VA, and it will tell you if you're looking for housing or you're looking for this or whatever it is. You can punch that in and where you're at, and it will give you those options. Now, we do live up in Northern California, so there's a lot of those. There may not be local offices, so you have to look at it like that. So, but we do, as a society, have to do something about the 22 a day.
It's tough. You know, we've talked about it during the holidays, but it's reaching out to your fellow veterans. It's checking in on them more often. And it's talking about mental health. We can't be afraid to talk about mental health. And it's got such a stigma, and it shouldn't. Just because, you know, you can have a broken arm, you can have a diabetes, and you can have a mental health issues. It's, all of those are okay.
Well, and on that, too, I came across a thing. It says 80% of veterans are underrated on a, you know, on your percentage and all. I have a hard time with that. Being a numbers person now, you can't say 80% of veterans that have a rating are underrated. I think that's a stretch, you know. So if you see something and it sounds too good to be true.
It is.
It is, you know. Do your own research and don't start clicking on these things to let you do that. Well, we're almost out of time. We're coming down to our last couple of minutes of the show. There's a couple of real quick little house cleaning things that we want to talk about. I was given a joke of the day, and I got the okay from Aileen, from the boss, to say that I can say this, and then we'll do a little house cleaning and we're gone. So today's joke of the day, Dad, is if an illegal immigrant gets into a fight with a sex offender, is it an alien versus a predator? So any sci-fi folks out there will totally get that. And so...
That's even scarier.
Yeah. And
well, I want to thank the people that are calling in.
Yeah,
I guess we should have started this topic a little earlier, but our show is about to end. Dad and I are going to be running the show by ourselves in a couple of weeks. And I would love
to
hear.
The Dad and Aileen show.
Yes. I would love to hear from all of you guys out there. You know, what do you think of the show? What topics do you want to talk about? Even previous topics that we've discussed, you know, bring it back. Let's talk about it. And, you know, Dad and I are going to be here, and we're very much looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we got a lot of stuff going on during the summer. There's a lot of different events going on. There's a lot of, the VFW here in Reading has their steak dinners going on all the time. So we're going to do a better job here in the next few weeks, next month or so, really starting to put that together. The captain over at the Army Recruiter's Office, he's going to, you know, get involved in that. We're going to see what we can do to start making things a little more organized and easier to find using social media. And I think social media is the way to do it instead of just sending out newsletters and whatnot. So I want to thank everybody for listening to Manning the Watch with Doc. And I'm going to turn the watch back over to you. And we will talk to you next week. And thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.